Again, 1-800-280-3414. I'm going to give to you an additional 3 month supply of Nature's Formula Healing Herbs and an additional 3 month supply of Nature's Formula Cleansing Herbs, absolutely free. That will be a full 5 month supply of Nature's Formula Healing Herbs and a full 5 month supply of Cleansing Herbs for only $89 plus shipping and processing. Supplies are limited. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed. Be careful what you expose yourself to. Anybody ever heard of a Ouija board? Let me encourage you. Don't fool with none of that stuff. Don't go to the psychic. Don't go to the crystal ball reader. Don't play with the Ouija board. Then you have to watch even the stuff you let into your eye gate on the television. Because, see, Satan is wise. And his job is to influence us in the darkness. Then we wonder why we end up doing evil and demonic things. Why? Because we let an illegal alien inside of our heart. Satan shouldn't be instructing us on anything. Amen. So I can't spend all my time watching demonic stuff and getting involved in demonic things talking about Jesus. They're not going to work. You can't put those two together. Amen, somebody. And that's why we have to be careful, amen, of alcohol and drugs and all these things that stop the mind from functioning the way it's supposed to. So then you have demonic spirits coming in because the mind is now weak. They can come in and now they got a stronghold in our life. Then we have to be delivered. Tell somebody Jesus is a deliverer. It says, and there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. Why? Jesus was a miracle worker. He performed miracles of healing and deliverance. In Matthew 17, 24 through 27, y'all don't have to turn here. Y'all can just write them down. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma temple tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own children or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the children are exempt?" Jesus said to him, "But so that we may not cause offense, go to the lake and throw out your line." In other words, Peter, I want you to go fishing. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours. Listen, I want everybody to close their eyes for just a moment. Just close your eyes. Anybody in here need a miracle? I want you to think. Don't raise your hand yet. I want you to just think. Think about it. Do you need a miracle? Now, if you need a miracle, everybody's eyes are closed. I want you to slip your hand up. Slip your hand up. You need a miracle. You need a miracle. You need something that does not happen in the natural. You need an unnatural occurrence. Okay, put your hand down. we establish that Jesus works miracles of healing. But I want you to see here, he also works financial miracles. Now, we've seen that in the Old Testament with the woman with the oil. Her oil continued to flow, and she filled all the jars until she was able to pay off all of her debts. She became debt-free. But we find here, Jesus paid his taxes through fishing. That had to be a miracle for the first fish to have the tax money in his mouth. Jesus does money miracles. Let me preach this. He does money miracles. Question is, do you believe it? Lord, I believe you for healing miracles. Lord, I believe you for money miracles. The same thing he did for Peter, he'll do for you today. You don't have to go begging. You don't have to go crying. You don't have to go and getting angry at God. No, you could say, God, you did it for Peter. You'll do it for me. And I want you to know today he will. He works money, miracles. We have to have faith and be patient. In Mark chapter 5, verse 35 through 42, while Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. Your daughter is dead. You can't have a better miracle than this. You could have sickness in your body. You could have no money. But when somebody didn't die, you're thinking this is over. So this woman has died. This ruler of the synagogue, this leader of the synagogue, his daughter has died. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher talking about Jesus anymore? Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, don't be afraid. I want to encourage you this morning, don't be afraid. No matter what it looks like, if you can believe it, that miracle can be yours. God is still working miracles. He says, don't be afraid. Just believe. He did not let anyone follow him except Peter. That's how I operate too, Jesus. James and John, the brother of James. I just need people going to work with me. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. Well, you know, at that time they had paid mourners. So you could be paid to go in and just mourn for those that were dead. But at the same time, these days, you don't have to have paid mourners. You just have people that come in talking about the problem. Tell somebody to stop talking about the problem. You have to talk about the solution. And the solution is Jesus. And the more you talk about the solution, the more alive the solution comes to you instead of the problem. Many times we're killing ourselves talking about the problem, and we're becoming negative and bitter and doubtful. When Jesus said, I'm life. Talk about resurrection life. He said, I'm the life and the resurrection. Watch what takes place here. Don't bother the teacher. He said, don't be afraid, just believe. He didn't let anybody follow him except for his key three men. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, why all this commotion? What's all this hoopla in here? What's going on? The child is not dead, just asleep. But they laughed at him. See, when you're really operating in faith, sometimes people may laugh. But when you're in faith, you can laugh with him and go ahead and complete the mission and let God get the glory. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kum, which means little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately, the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. Why? They didn't believe. Amen. See, we're going to get to the point to where we're going to hear miracles just be like, praise God, I knew he would. Praise God, I expect him to do that. Amen. Because we know he's a miracle worker. Jesus even works miracles of resurrection. Now, we see that Jesus performs miracles. How do we know we can perform miracles? In Mark chapter 16, verse 17 through 18, the scripture says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. How many know we can cast out devils? You don't have to call the pastor. You can cast him out. Amen, somebody. In the name of Jesus, you can cast that devil out. Now, don't go letting him in. Now, I done told you. Television, video games, the wrong folks, letting all that darkness in. After a while, the devil done got a throne in your life, and he sit down. He ain't going nowhere because you'd invited him in. But you got to put him out your own life first now. Once you put him out now, we got the power to put him out of other people's life. Why? In the name of Jesus. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Whose name? Jesus. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, you can go drink something deadly and say, now, Lord, I'm finna drink it. Say amen. No, you don't want to do that. Amen. But if you happen to do that, you can say, Lord, in Jesus' name, heal me. Don't let it hurt me. And God, through his grace and mercy, he'll come deliver you or sustain you until the paramedic comes. I've heard of that before. Amen. Praise the Lord. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Seen that done. Done it through my own hands. John 14, 10 through 12 says, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Very, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And what kind of works? Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Don't see yourself as ordinary. Don't see yourself as average. See yourself as a vessel that God can use. And Jesus said, because I've gone to the Father, because I've ascended through the Holy Spirit, we on Pentecost Sunday, through the Holy Spirit, God would do great works in us. You don't have to take everything the devil throws at you. You begin to speak to the devil. Anything that looks the opposite of good, the opposite of righteous, the opposite of blessing, that's the curse. That's of the devil. You begin to say, Satan, I cast you out. Amen. And as we submit to God, the power of the Holy Spirit will begin to work and flow through us. That's what we see here. Amen. He said greater works. Now, you know Jesus did great works, but he said we'll do greater works. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13 through 16, he says, now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, don't you know we have to be bold in God? Not bold in ourselves. That we big and bad, but bold in God. In other words, if God says it, we believe it, and we're bold in that. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. I want to spend a little time here. They had been with Jesus. All this I'm telling you that Jesus did, he did because he spent time with the Father. All this I'm telling you that we can do, we can only do it when we spend time with Jesus. Saints of God, whatever we're spending the most time doing, that's what really has power, presence, and influence over our life. I'm going to say that again. Whatever we're spending the most time doing, that's what presence and power is in our life, whatever it is. But if we spend time with the healer, we'll be able to see people healed in Jesus' name. If we spend time with the deliverer, he will deliver us from sickness, bondage, demonic activity, and cause us to be able to see others delivered. You have to spend time with him. I look at my own life. Most of my time is spent helping people. And you would think that would be a good thing. But you know what the most of my time really should be spent doing? Spending it with Jesus. Because if I spend the majority of my time with Jesus, he'll show me what people to help and when. Because sometimes we can help people so much and we like it and we end up becoming a little demigod. And we're thinking to ourselves, only we can do it. Only we the deliverer. Only we the healer. And it ends up killing you because we were never designed to be God. When you see people go through exhaustion, they go through depression, you know, and they go through all these times where they have to build themselves up. I have to do it myself. I have to remember, listen, God, you're God. the greatest thing you can do for an individual is to take